It's showtime.
Hey, welcome to Did You Watch Survivor Last Night? My name is Jake Shadell. This is a podcast about reality television and friendship in which I ask my best friend, Thomas Powell, if he did indeed watch a certain reality show. Hey, Thomas, how you doing? We just spent 45 minutes you watching a basketball game and me listening to you watch a basketball game.
It was worth it. Jake got to hear my very enthusiastic reactions to Blake Griffin scoring 50 points and the Pistons winning a game in overtime.
I will tell you, I did have a very good time listening to you watch that game.
It was great.
I very rarely get to watch Pistons games live here in Chicago, Illinois, because they don't play them super often. So it was cool to get that live reaction, you know? That wasn't, you know, Twitter or anything. I hate Twitter. How do you feel about Twitter? It sucks, right? I hate it. That's why I spend all my time there.
Yeah. The worst 10 hours out of every day.
Yeah, right. Well, Thomas, I got a question for you this week, and that is, did you watch Survivor, David versus Goliath last night?
That night I remember what you slipped in my glass. We came rewinding when...
I did.
Man, this season, man, it's been good.
It has been good.
It's like, this comes up a lot where it's like, this is a weird theme. Especially since we've been covering the show, like, this seems like kind of a stretch, and then they come out with a really good season, and, you know, I feel like each episode just keeps getting better than last, which, you know, the playoffs are going to be good this year, I think, because the Pistons are going to be in them. Basketball. You thought I was talking about Survivor, but I was talking about basketball. Anyway.
Yeah.
This week's episode title was Time to Bring About the Charmpocalypse. How do you feel about that one, Thomas? I feel like I already know your reaction, but tell me anyway.
It's too long.
I will say.
I don't want a full sentence.
Oh, like a sandwich at a fucking restaurant. I don't want to say a sentence to my server. You know?
Yeah, like it's like, I'll have the, it's like a party in my mouth.
Yeah. I'll have what she's having salad. I don't want to do that.
I'll have the take my wife, please.
I'll have the take my wife beans.
I'll have the take my wife cheese.
Thomas, while we're still talking about episode titles, I will tell you,
I'll have the quinoa get much higher. This is at my Kanye-themed sandwich shop.
I would be into that. Remember in high school when we came up with that menu for a very fancy restaurant called Farts, spelled P-H-A-R-T-S?
That's pretty good. I think my favorite fictional restaurant, this is an insight into my life that I have several of them that I've invented, but my favorite one is a circus-themed restaurant that only serves, like, circus peanut dishes, and they're all, like, $35.
Are you talking about Five Guys?
Also, there's, just every once in a while, like, clowns will come around, and it'll play the David Lynch song Crazy Clown Time, and they'll, like, shoot you with seltzer water and stuff, and, like, tip over your table, and it's a $30 performance fee for every time they come around.
And you're not in charge of when they come out.
And that also, you can buy like a nice steak, but if you do, they just go feed it to the lion that we have with a lion tamer there. There's fine print that says it's like, you like a steak will be served to lion.
I think this is a good idea. Who wants to invest in this perfect idea?
Also, there's people on stilts and tightropes above all the tables, but they're all minimum wage employees, and we don't train them how to do any of it. So they might just fall onto your table.
Did you come up with this idea after watching a season of BoJack Horseman?
Honestly, I think that gave me the inspiration necessary to help create the reality hit sensation Welcome to My House with you.
Yes. I was thinking about that when you were discussing your terrifying fast food restaurant.
It's not a. It's a sit down eating establishment, Jake.
Excuse me.
This is a fine dining. This is not casual. This is a fine dining experience. Like I said, it's like $35 for like a circus peanut. What's the word I'm looking for?
I have no idea.
Cutlet with like. So yeah, it's a bunch of circus peanuts pounded together. And then, like, there's, like, a light breading over it, and then it has
the pounded together circus peanuts are the steak itself?
No, the steak is a different thing. The steak is, like, $50, and that goes to the line. So, you know how a cutlet is like a meat that's been pounded and tenderized, and then it's lightly breaded?
Yes.
So we do that with circus peanuts, and then it has, like, a cotton candy reduction on it for the sauce.
Hey, Food Network, give us a call. The email's didyouwatchlastnight@gmail.com.
It's $35 for this.
It's a non-negotiable price. You walk in and you agree to it. When you walk...
You're dropping at least $100.
What is your establishment called?
Because you will get billed for at least 2 clown performance fees.
What is your establishment called? Did you say that already?
I think it is called Crazy Clown Time.
When you walk into Crazy Clown Time, it is not a democracy. You agree to the rules.
You agree to the rules! And there are a lot of them, and it's in very fine print.
Alright. Well, this is a great idea, and I can't wait to see it come to fruition. Hey, you have family that's in the restaurant business. I have family that's in the restaurant business. We can make this happen, and both in Grand Rapids, too, so that makes
certainly
sense.
Certainly can.
Okay, so... they start the episode at what looks like a challenge, and then Jeff asks B what's going on with her knee. Jeff Probst, a poet. He did not even know it. She says, I have to make a really sad announcement. I have to leave the game. So B leaves because of B's knees. I will say, when a person leaves the game, that is not the B's knees.
No. Not so much. I was very disappointed that we didn't get her being like, look, Jeff, I'm an MMA fighter. And the one thing that an MMA fighter always needs to know is when to tap out.
Yeah. And
she didn't make an analogy, and I was disappointed.
That was the reasoning, though, afterwards. Although it didn't come from her. It came from Jeff in, like, the Entertainment Weekly interview they always do after an episode.
Yeah.
They're like... Why was she not medically pulled? Why did she voluntarily leave for medical reasons? And he's like, well, because she's an athlete, and athletes need to do what athletes do. What's that quote from that baseball player? Don't always seem like it's going to be like that, but sometimes it... You know the one I'm talking about?
Yeah, it ain't always be like that, but sometimes it do, I believe is what it is.
Yes. So B leaves, and then Jeff tells...
To which my response is, it do be like that, though.
Yes. Jeff tells them to drop their buffs. And then they all get new buffs. And then they unwrap their new buffs.
Well, excuse me, they don't all get new buffs.
Yeah, okay, let's get into that. So Carl did not get a buff, and he's going to Exile Island. I feel like the person who goes to Exile Island should have, like, a 3-day single-use white buff that they unwrap. And they just have to wear that for the... Although I guess that kind of goes against the whole, like, you're not in the game at the moment kind of thing. I just think it'd be a cool visual, but I understand why they don't do it. It's a good tangent, Jake.
All those great tangents that Jake's known for. Classic Scheidel tangent.
So, they realize there are 3 tribes now. Carl will join the... tribe that goes to tribal council next. So the 5 people.
I like that
tribe.
That honestly, that is an interesting strategic thing for the makeup for the 3 new tribes now, because you can, as we come to find out, because they have smaller numbers and Carl is being sent to Exile Island,
mm-hmm.
It's a 3-2 split on each of them, with the Goliaths outnumbering the Davids.
Yep.
And if the Davids are able to swing, you know, if they're able to scramble and get one of the Goliaths out,
mm-hmm.
they go from having a 2-3 deficit to a 3-2 advantage.
Yeah, and that would change the game, season 35.
Man, they should do a season about that.
They shouldn't. They did, and it was bad, remember. I did watch the Michaela voting out JT clip yesterday, though, because I love it so much, and I love her so much. And she needs to come back for a third time. Third time's a charm, Kayla B. You know, when I said that out loud, I thought it was going to rhyme, but then it didn't. Do you think Michaela B and B from Bee's Knees should be on the future season of Survivor Almost Same Names?
No.
But she goes by Michaela B, and B's first name is B.
You are really stretching the word almost to its breaking point.
You know, I love breaking shit. I don't know why I said that. Were you pretty happy that Carl was going to survive this week, knowing that he's going to exile?
Very, very much so, I was.
Because you picked him for the pre-merge. Okay, so the new tribes are Vuku, who was the original orange tribe, the David tribe. Vuku in Fijian means ability. Did you know that?
I thought that maybe they just they meant like the French word beaucoup, so they just meant more. Or many, I believe, is what it means.
So in your head, they misspelled a word. From a language
they were all pronouncing it wrong.
They were all pronouncing the word wrong for a language that is not spoken on the island where they are shooting.
Yeah, and Jeff was like, this tribe's about to get buku bucks.
And then the number of tribe members decreased. So it's not more. There are more tribes, certainly, but on the orange tribe there are fewer people. Right? Am I making sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you've really captured my thought process on this one.
Okay.
So look inside my twisted mind. I am like the Joker in many ways.
I mean, we all strive to be Bee's Knees. Okay. The new Vuku is Natalia, Kara, Alec, Elizabeth, and Davey, who, by the way, is a blurred. I don't know if you've heard that term before. But
I hate it. Thanks, I hate it.
Do you want to do a season, Blurreds versus Nerds? There'd be so many people to choose from. It'd be like all the people.
So many people.
It's you and me and all of the people.
That really... I feel like we're in like a golden age of like YouTube shitpost song edits.
Sure.
Like, I saw one recently that was really good where somebody, they kept, like, the entire instrumental, like, part of the song intact, but you know the Foo Fighters song, The Best of You?
Oh, of course, yeah. That's my theme song.
They just looped him going, the best! The best! For the entire song. So I just need someone to do that with that Lifehouse song.
I mean, sure. I think we have been doing it for, like, 15 years just vocally.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you want to put it on YouTube, I'm not complaining. Okay, next up is the Jubeni tribe. That's the purple tribe. Jubeni in Fijian means champion. Remember, these were the original Goliath tribe, so that makes sense. This team is Mike White, Lyrsa, Nick, Angelina, and Natalie. My favorite tribe, because it's got both of my people on, which makes me nervous.
Yes.
And it's also got the writer of school.
Also block. Because everyone on the tribe hates one of those people.
Oh, you mean like it's the Goliath tribe again, where everybody hated Natalie. See,
well, and she also immediately made a terrible impression with the two Davids.
Oh, she certainly did. But you know what? That's a strategy. And it's going to pay off at least through the merch. Somebody compared her to Philip Shepherd, who... He hasn't been on a season since we've been doing the show, have we? Has he?
I don't believe so.
Are you aware of him, though?
Is he related to Jack Shepherd?
Yeah, it's his dad, actually.
Oh, no!
It's actually Christian Shepherd's dad. It's Jack Shepherd's grandpa.
Oh, well, that's better than it being Christian.
Yeah.
Did a real number on his boy.
Finally, the third tribe is Tiva, who's a new green tribe. Do you know what Tiva means?
I hate that they have the sponsored tribes now. That Tivo is sponsoring it.
Okay. Tiva, I
Jeff, like, and set your DVRs for this tribe. The Tivo tribe.
Great bit, Thomas. I can definitely get behind this very good bit. Tiva, I put through a internet translator for Fijian, as the other two tribes were in Fijian. And it spit back Tiva.
I didn't find an answer, but I did get a new subscription to Tiva.
Now I'm paying $80 a month for a thing I don't use. Okay, so this tribe is Jomo, Christian, Gabby, Allison, and Dan. Who's your favorite tribe, Thomas? Is it the... It's got the last one's got Jomo, but it's also got Christian, so... It's also got Dan. I don't think you like this tribe very much.
No, I think I like the first one.
Really? Natalia?
Well, Kara, no.
Alec, Elizabeth, and Davey?
I guess I like Team Slamtown the best.
Nice. Me too. That's not true. I like the team.
Because I think Gabby's okay, and I don't know.
I like Gabby. Christian says it's been gerrymandered against the Davids. What a fucking nerd using words like gerrymandering.
That's not what that even means. Gerrymandering means that you're, like, deliberately, like, setting the boundaries to obscure, like, numbers, and there's less of them. Like, it would be gerrymandering if you put them in a majority on one of the tribes.
No, he's saying it's gerrymandered against the Davids.
They already had lesser numbers.
Yeah, but, so I guess, would you be less upset if he said, it's been gerrymandered to continue to be against the Davids? He just added, like, one more word in that sentence.
They split them evenly! There are just less of them!
I think he meant across the board on every tribe, though. This is such a useless thing to get mad about.
It's just, like, coming from him, it's like, they're being very unfair to us. Like, no, you guys lost a bunch of challenges.
Isn't that, like, just like a David, though?
Yeah.
Always having to fight your way to the top, uphill, both ways.
They lost the challenges, and they had to go to Tribal Council a bunch. There's naturally less of them.
Mm-hmm.
So, it would be unfair to stack a tribe with them. Like, divide them up evenly.
It's totally random, and that's why each tribe ended up being the exact same. Okay, we go to the Vuku tribe. Davey says, I'm ashamed to say I haven't befriended too many Caucasians.
I enjoyed this.
That was such a good quote. I drive a PT Cruiser. I'm the black guy white people love to approach.
I love that so much. I love your car.
I love how Davey's like, I know exactly who I am. Elizabeth and Kara bond over their faith, and also they both love horses.
Gotta get them both out.
So, what is this tribe called?
We cannot have horse girls on this island. I will not allow it.
The Vuku tribe is now the horse girl tribe, because at least 40% of them are horse girls. So... And there's a horse girl on RE the One. Too many horse girls on my TV, if you ask me. Or if you ask B. I'm just rhyming, you know me.
Next week, Jeff's going to be like, your challenge will be to kill 5 horses each.
It's called.
And then they'll both quit.
They shoot horses, don't they? It's a pretty good reference to a pretty good movie. Okay, so Natalia is nervous that the two of them are getting along so well. I was saying, I didn't know who Natalia was, and I realized it was because she has basically the same name as somebody who is a bigger character on this season, and also looks a lot like another person who is also a bigger character on this season.
That's true.
Then we go to Exile Island, where Carl talks about how he is used to being alone, because he's a truck driver, but he says he can always, like, stop at a truck stop if he wants to talk to somebody. So he's never really been alone like this. Then he finds a note that tells him there's an advantage on the island. Thomas, I did these notes on Saturday, and I totally forgot what was about to happen, and now I'm very excited.
Oh, yes, this advantage.
He looks for a coconut and then eventually finds the one that with the appropriate mark on it. He cracks it open and finds the idol nullifier, which will be placed in the urn during the vote, and it must be played against the person who will be have an idol played for them, whether or not it's played by them or by somebody else.
I can't wait till this thing gets completely misused.
Oh, I'm so looking forward to it. It's going to be great either way. If he uses it correctly, it's going to be fantastic. So satisfying. If he fucks it up and they never call attention to it, it's also going to be really funny. It's, what were we talking... Well, we were talking about Are You the One beforehand. This is like, yeah, there's always something to root for. Whether or not... I don't have to recap a conversation we had earlier. Okay. Carl says he's going to use this thing like the sling David used to kill Goliath.
Producers fed him that line.
Oh, I'm sure. You fed him that line. You love this shit.
I said that as like a joke.
No, you seemed really genuine when you said that. You were like, I love David versus Goliath. It's my favorite Bible story. I love when he uses the sling to kill...
It's a pretty metal Bible story, to be fair, but there's way more metal ones in the Old Testament.
What's the most metal Bible story, in your opinion, Thomas?
I don't know. The David and the Lions... Not David and the Lion's Den. Is it David and the Lion's Den? I don't fucking know.
Is it the same David?
No, I don't think so.
Why would they have two people with the same name?
Job is pretty metal.
It's actually Jonah and the Whale... But thanks for playing. Was that his name? Jonah? The guy who got eaten by a whale?
It's actually David and the Whale.
David and the Whale. The whale was the Goliath.
A lot of stories about David in the Old Testament.
The Book of David. That's a thing, right? Yeah, it's called the Bible.
Maybe you've heard of it.
It's called the Good Book in some parts. Back on the Jebeni tribe, Mike White says that their tribe is the Davids of the Davids. Which, Mike... Like, three of you are from the Goliath tribe, though.
Mike is a David's David.
He's a Goliath's David.
He was the... I mean, he's the least Goliath of the Goliaths,
he
though.
He went School of Rock.
That, yeah, but he's not, like a jock.
School of Rock is the most metal
Bible story.
He didn't
School of Jock.
School of Jock.
I was looking at Mike White's IMDb page, and, guess what he has a writing credit for?
Oh, sorry, are we in Tom's IMDb corner right now?
It's back, baby, and it's better than ever.
A long time. What is he a writer on?
He has a writing credit for the Emoji Movie.
Yes, I knew that.
That is unfortunate, but I'm sure he got paid for it, so that part is good.
Yeah, I'm sure that was his main interest.
Also, Pitch Perfect 3, which is probably a better movie, but still. Eh.
It's probably the worst of the Pitch Perfect movies. Well, maybe not. The second one's probably pretty bad. I've only seen the first one. Wait, is the third one the one where they perform at, like, USO?
That's the USO one, yeah.
Never mind. So somebody asks him if he's written anything that they may have heard of, and he's like, yeah, have you ever heard of a little movie called School of Rock?
Yeah, he's like, I played Ned Schneebly in School of Rock.
And they were like, oh my god, I loved you.
One of them was like, I knew it. It's like, how would you, if you knew it, then why wouldn't you just say so? It's not like he looks like anyone else.
Yeah. You know who he doesn't look like? Any Sims character. I could not find his hair in The Sims.
Yeah, I can see that being a problem.
It was either, like, I could get the length, but his hairline was way too low.
Yeah, I was gonna say, he has a slightly receding hairline, so it's kind of hard.
And then,
to...
the one with his hairline, his hair was way too short, so I just gave him that one, because it looked more...
I was gonna say, that's probably the one you go with.
I
think that's how his hair usually is. I think it's a little longer than it usually is.
Probably. He's been on an island for, like, 10 days, and, you know, everybody gets a haircut every week, so... Makes sense.
Yeah, adds up to me.
Yep.
You do the math.
Natalie says she wants the Davids gone, and then she bosses everybody around to make the fire. Mike White tells Nick that Dan has an idol, so Nick now knows of Dan's idol. And Nick is sort of aligned with Carl, who has the nullifier. So, it is possible at the moment that Carl could, in the future, use the nullifier correctly. I'm just saying, it's a possibility.
I like that.
Yeah. Tiva, Dan teaches Christian how to chop wood. This was an embarrassing moment for
that person.
Christian asks, also, did you know Christian is 32 years old?
Oof.
I would have guessed he was, like, max 25.
Yeah, I would have said 20s. I mean, it's I guess it's good that he looks younger, but it's not really in the good way, so... Yeah.
I don't know. I'm sure when they make him up for the reunion, he's going to look great, and it's going to be like, oh, whoa, Christian. Hot nerd alert.
Yeah, it's going to be a real she's all that situation. Real he's all that.
Great flick. That is actually a good movie. She's all that. Am I thinking of the right movie?
Yeah. The best part of that movie is when Rachel Lee Cook is wearing glasses and, like, overalls, and they're like, God, she's hideous.
Oh, yeah. Well, she was
still looks like a fucking model.
It's a good look, actually. They're idiots. You know what I was thinking of, actually, when you said she's all that? I was thinking of She's the Man.
I know you were. I almost said She's the Man. I stopped myself.
That is a good movie, though.
Channing Tatum.
That's his name.
Channing Tatum makes an appearance, but not Aubrey Drizzy Drake Graham or any of the Toronto Raptors.
Which is unfortunate, because Aubrey Drizzy Drake Graham was definitely on Degrassi recently or currently when that movie came out.
Yeah, Drake doesn't show up to hit on the high school girls that are some of the protagonists of that movie.
There is a deleted scene where he shows up in the high school and is like, hey, I'll see all y'all in 15 years. And by all y'all, I mean the people in
the hall. Want to text me for dating advice? I'm 32.
I'm a full-fledged adult. What if I talk to somebody half my age? No, it's not like that. We're just friends.
I wanted to have kids with Rihanna.
I hate Drake. Thomas, I know you love Drake and all of his Toronto rappers.
I'm devastated to hear that you hate this fucking famous creep.
I don't like him. I've never liked him. And you can check the records. I've always made fun of Drake. I was the first one to make fun of Drake. That's a fact.
You're saying this like something Donald Trump would say. Folks, I've always hated Drake.
You hear a lot of people saying it, and terrible. It's terrible. Drake is the worst. And I've been making fun of him for 15 years.
Many people are saying that Drake is terrible.
And you'll hear it, and you'll hear it. And I was the first one to say
it. You do hear it. And I was the first one to say it, and many are saying it now.
Whoever smelt it, dealt it, and I dealt that Drake sucks. Donald Trump probably loves Drake.
Whether Donald Trump loves Drake or not depends on if Drake has ever said anything nice or negative about him.
Nice for
that
what?
I've heard
of that song. Where did we go? Where did we leave off? Oh, Christian asks Jomo about the logistics of Slamtown. So I wanted to stop talking about Drake as soon as possible.
Yeah, this sucked, and John was being very nice, yeah. And I appreciate him for being very diplomatic as Christian was being really annoying. You know what Christian makes me think of? Christian is like how they wrote Seth Cohen, but like...
Yes.
He's not, like, he can't, you have to be that, like, you have to be Adam Brody attractive for that to actually be charming.
Yeah. Yeah. And even then, it's like, ooh.
Even then, it still is kind of grating.
I've watched the one and only the first episode of The OC. And to my knowledge, it was just a show about some hot teens who were really rich. And then I found out that, is it Ryan Felipe?
No.
Who's the main guy who's not Adrian Brody?
His name is... I mean, his name in the show is Ryan Atwood, but it's Ben something.
Ben Gibbard.
I should remember that guy's name. I actually like that actor.
So,
but...
I was watching this...
Ryan Atwood is a fucking saint. He is the hero of the show.
I watched the first episode of The OC with some friends of both of ours, and they were like, this show is great, you're going to love it, it's ridiculous, and I know you love ridiculous shit. And I was like, well, you're not wrong, okay, let's do it. And then Ben Gibbard was a poor kid. I was like, what the fuck? I thought it was about rich kids. And then I realized...
No, it's like a fish out of water thing. That's why they have the welcome. That's why they have the welcome to the OC bitch scene.
Yeah, that's in the second episode, which I did not watch except for that one clip. But I realized I said out loud as soon as I realized what was happening in the episode. Like, oh, this is a Fresh Prince story. And then everyone laughed at me.
No,
like,
that's true.
Not exactly what it is.
He is the Will. He's like an angsty Will, yes. And Adam Brody is the Carlton. Seth is the Carlton of the show. And Sandy Cohen is the Uncle Phil. Yeah, this is a one-to-one comparison. Exactly. How did anyone laugh at you? You're fucking right.
Thank you, Thomas. This was months ago that I said this, and it's been sitting with me for several months.
No, you're right.
Thank you.
It should have eaten at you because you were right, and you were unfairly, unjustly mocked.
You keep hearing it, and you will keep hearing it.
Yeah.
The OC is the modern-day Fresh Prince.
Folks, the OC, it's just like Fresh Prince.
The exact same show. They're bringing the OC back. They're bringing Laguna Beach back. Shut the fuck up.
What? God damn it.
They're bringing Laguna Beach, or The Hills, one of them.
I think the thing about those shows that's nice is they're destined to fail. It's like when they brought back... We're at the point now where, like, it... You remember when they brought back, like, 90210? They did, like, a remake for that?
Oh, yeah. And it lasted, like...
Where it's like they do reboots like that, yeah. And you're like, well, who wants that? No one wants that. And then it fails.
There's, like, a legitimately... Maybe Misha Barton or somebody of that ilk who's gonna be on the show. I don't understand it, and I don't care to think about it, so I'm not going to. Okay, so Christian and Jomo seem to hit it off, and it makes Gabby nervous about her position on the tribe. And then she cries a lot. There was the Survivor Twitter posted a clip of Gabby, and they're like, what do you think of Gabby, or something like that. And her response was, I don't like her. She's annoying and cries too much.
Nah, that's good. See, yeah, I like Gabby just
fine.
I
like Gabby a lot. Also, did you know she's half Filipino, which means this cast is half made up of people of color. I think at the beginning of the season I said
good.
Only 9 of 20, but it's actually a whole half of them. So that's cool. Good job. I wish I could remember the casting director's name. I should. At the immunity challenge, the winning tribe will also get pastries and coffee.
I never remember when we do pick the reward things to predict coffee. They
I
get
know.
It every season,
I know.
And I never remember to predict it.
I know. And I always pick something that I'm like, I'm sure it's going to come up because it comes up every season. And I know that if I jump ship on this one thing, it's going to be that episode that they bring it out. So I just have to stick with it for that one point at one point. Okay, so one person is the caller and sits in a chair while two blindfolded people push them through a maze, and then the caller guides the other two people through a ball maze, similar to the game Labyrinth. I think a good challenge. I liked this one a lot. Did you?
Yeah, I thought it was a fun one.
Yeah. I love the blindfolded tribe and one collar thing because it's always a mess.
That's a creative thing. There's a lot of ways that can go. That's fun. Yeah.
I thought this one was very well structured though.
Yeah. Like if it goes badly, it's at least like an interesting train wreck.
Yeah. So Tiva wins, which is a tribe that last week we didn't know existed, which means neither of us picked them to win.
Neither of us got, yeah, no points for us.
The
theme of this season.
Second place. Okay, then we go over to the Vuku tribe, the French tribe, as Thomas pointed out earlier. Kara says that they just have to pick between Davy and Elizabeth. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. Elizabeth grabs Davy to go look for an idol, but Davy already has the Nuku idol. Nuku? Vuku. Which is it? It's both in my notes. It's Vuku, right?
Buku?
V-U-K-U. I wrote Nuku in one of my notes.
Yeah, it's probably Buku.
That would make sense. I just don't know how to type. Davy later tells Natalia that he wants to work with the Goliaths. I mean, cool, so you get voted off next week? What's your plan?
Yeah, that's a losing strategy. I don't know why you would try to do that.
Well, I guess if he aligns with them this tribal, he can play his idol at the next tribal he attends, just in case he needs to. So that does get him 6 more days. And in 6 days, they could merge. So it does kind of make sense for Davy. It would not make sense for Elizabeth, so she tries to flip Alec, and Alec doesn't think Natalia trusts him very much. Excuse me. Okay, so that's where we're at before Tribal Council. But before we get into Tribal Council, you know what it's time for, Thomas?
Hit me.
With those wildlife shots. Yeah, baby. Okay. So there was a fish. You know fish? You heard of these things? Crazy.
Seen these?
There were multiple birds. There was another fish. There was a crab. Man, every time I look up crabs, it's like, did you mean coconut crab? And I'm like, I didn't, but I will look at pictures of coconut crabs because they are terrifying and exciting.
Yes.
There's an iguana. Are You the One had a turtle at one point. That was fun. I didn't write down any of the challenges, though, unfortunately. Oh, there was a family of elephants watering themselves, and it was great.
That's great. Elephants are wonderful animals.
Man, I watched a video today of a baby elephant falling down in the mud and, like, trying to get back up on its legs like a turtle. And then one of the adults came over and, like, knelt down so it could use the adult's body to help itself back up. It's just the greatest. I'm going to post that video to our Twitter. So look for that. Okay. But the wildlife shot I chose to feature this week was the Fiji Wood Swallow. It's a bird, obviously. It's 7 inches long with a black-billed blue bill. What? That doesn't make any sense. It's dark on top, white underneath. It can be found on nearly every island in Fiji. A family will nest in a single tree for several years, which is unlike many other birds. They generally take their prey from out of the air in a common practice called hawking. This is really sweet. This animal is actually really sweet. I love it. If one is injured, its family will feed it while it recovers. Isn't that great?
I think it's good.
I agree. And then this last thing I found very interesting. I don't fully understand it because I don't know how to read. But it has been observed that a nest will be built by 2 males and 2 females, and then the 4 of them together will help raise the young.
Oh my god.
Isn't that interesting?
So it's like a polycule.
It's like...
Birds are poly.
Thomas, no, they're not, though. They're monogamous, but with 2 partners. Each. Isn't that weird?
That is a little weird.
I've never... Like, of all the wildlife shots we've ever covered, it's either they're monogamous or they're not. I've never...
So it's like a full house situation.
It's a full house situation. The OC is a Fresh Prince situation. The Fiji Wood Swallow is a full house situation. Remember that gay joke in Full House?
It's a full house situation, but instead of only being uncles, it's... There's not only is the mom not dead, there's 2 of them.
There's 2 moms, no dead moms. 2 dads, no dead dads.
So it's more like a My 2 Dads and 2 Moms situation.
That's exactly what it is. Okay, so at Tribal Council, Carl sits in but is not voting, which I didn't fully know if that was going to happen or not, because Jeff was kind of cagey about it when he was explaining. He was like, you'll join the losing tribe at Tribal Council. But he didn't say after Tribal Council. Whatever. Maybe it was my own issue. So Jeff asks if it's simply Davy or Elizabeth. Natalia says, yep. And then she says, if it is somehow me tonight and I go out guns a-blazing, I'm happy. Yep. And then Elizabeth talks a lot about big moves at the third tribal council of the game, when no one cares about big moves.
Yeah, these are not big moves.
But she did influence Alec, who is a stupid person, and thinks that... Like, she recognized that that would work on him. It's good. Elizabeth is good.
He willingly gave up an advantage.
Yeah. I hope he gets voted out next week.
They should vote him out next. He deserves it.
Yes. And on the tribe, I think he would be the next to go, because who would be... it would be three Davids, three original Davids, three ODs, versus... Fuck, I don't even remember the other people's names now on that tribe. Which tribe was it?
There are three. There are a three-man tribe.
Alec and Kara. And Elizabeth and Kara... Elizabeth and Kara are, like, friendly. Elizabeth obviously doesn't care about Alec. She just needed him for this vote. Carl's coming back. Carl will do whatever they say, because he was out for, 3 days. So... I really hope this tribe loses again so Alec can go out.
It would be really funny, especially because he looked very smug about making this move.
So then Alec whispers to Elizabeth, and Natalia says, I don't like that at all. And then Alec whispers to Kara, and then Kara whispers to Natalia. And then they vote. First vote is for Elizabeth. Second vote is for Davey. Third vote is for Natalia. Fourth vote is for Natalia. And the fifth vote is for Natalia. This was... I saw it coming a mile away, but it was still super rewarding. I was happy with it.
I enjoyed her very understandably being mad about this.
Yeah.
And then Alec, the fucking idiot that he is, being like, it's a game.
I mean, he's not wrong, though.
He's not wrong about that, but he's being smug about it. Like, he's not going to get, like, stabbed in the back immediately for this.
I would love to see that happen. Okay.
Like, sorry that you can't handle this smart move I've made.
It was so
as he's
stupid.
Being pushed off a cliff.
Okay, so let's get into points. You know what, Thomas?
Are we still tied?
We've been doing this segment long enough that as soon as I said points, I heard the song in my head playing. Alright, good. Okay, so, yes, we are still tied. I got a point for Lyrsa surviving, you got a point for Carl surviving, you got a point for Natalie surviving, you got a point for Jomo surviving. You did get a point for the immunity challenge because you said purple would win immunity.
And they still technically did.
They still technically did. They just didn't win the reward that came with first place. So neither of us won the reward points. And then I got another point for B going out.
Because you predicted that she would be voted out, yes. But she left.
Yeah. So we are both at 11 points now. Oh, man. I hope we're tied throughout the season, and then
be great if we were tied the entire time.
And then the finale, just one of us gets one extra point. Man, this game's fucking great. Okay, so let's go through points for next week now. What do you want to stick with hamburgers for the reward, or...
I'm going beer. I think this is going to be the beer week.
This is going to be the beer week. Okay, the beer week. That's not a thing. I'm sticking with live chickens. It's gotta happen this week.
They don't always do that.
I think they do. Let me look it up right now.
I don't remember them being on last season.
Well, the last season we watched it was.
Well, yeah.
And then the scary gators ate them.
The last chicken, I'm sure that there were chickens in seasons after this, but the last chicken I remember was Mark.
Well, that was on Koh Rong, and Ty came back for Game Changers, and they had chickens on that one, too, because they were like, hey, remember Ty and the chickens from before? It's happening again. Like Twin Peaks.
It is. I was literally going to go, it is happening again. It's Ty holding a chicken looking happy.
Somebody please make that. We have creative listeners. Chickens reward survivor. I feel like
that's a hard thing to look up.
Yeah,
I don't think people are cataloging this.
I don't think you understand how much people love this show.
They do, but I don't think anyone's going to document that.
Maybe not. Live chickens. Okay. Well, I mean, it does happen. It doesn't tell me how often it happens, though. So we've learned nothing through this.
So what you're telling me is that we've learned nothing.
We've learned nothing. Very glad you all came with me on this journey. Okay, who is going to win the reward?
I'm wondering if they're still going to do the combined ones. They've been doing that a lot.
I think they will. Just
which color tribe is the one that has Mike White and Natalie on it?
That's purple. That's Jubeni. He's champion.
I think that purple is going to win immunity and reward. I don't.
Okay.
The other way around. Which is the Jomo one?
Jomo is on Tiva, the green tribe.
Okay. I think that green is going to win immunity and reward. And I mean, this isn't a prediction, like, because it's not a
prediction,
thing that we predict.
It's a spoiler. Okay, Paul.
But I think that purple is going to go to Tribal Council.
Okay. Sorry, I just had to scroll through my document, so I kind of got lost. Okay. I will say, I also think that Jomo's green tribe will win the reward. And I think immunity, one of the two immunity winners, will be Jubeni? I've forgotten. And it's also unimportant. You know who I'm talking about. We got Christian Gabby already. Who do you think will be voted out?
I think that this is the week that Natalie is voted out.
I mean, you've been saying that every week, and it hasn't happened yet.
Eventually, I'll be right.
Nope, she's going to Tribal Council and taking third place. I'm going to go with our hope and say Alec.
I would love for this to happen.
I just love... It would be so poetic. I would love that. Okay. So I think we got everything, right? Reward challenge winner.
It seems like it.
Immunity challenge winner, voted out, reward.
You said you had some sort of announcement that you were excited to tell me.
I do. Okay. So, I have reason to believe Stephen Fishbach might live in my building.
Really?
Okay. So, I saw an Amazon package the other day for one Julia Fishbach, and I was like, oh, I know that last name. I wonder if she's related to Stephen Fishbach. So, I looked up Stephen Fishbach. Apparently, he's from New York, but he got married a few years ago to a woman named Julia. And
do they live in Chicago?
Well, I couldn't find that information out. But what are the chances that two people have the same name?
That is not a common name.
It's not, right?
If they do have the same name, though, you know what show they could go on.
I do indeed. So I'm going to keep an eye out for that. Unfortunately, she has picked up the package, and I was not able to see which apartment it is. But I'm keeping an eye out.
So yeah, you're not able to stalk them to their home.
Yeah. But maybe.
Maybe you'll run into them.
Okay. Thomas, let me tell you about the challenge, because it's still fucking happening. I was listening to a podcast about Are You the One this morning, and they were saying Are You the One is most likely ending this week. And the challenge is still going on, even though the challenge started 4 weeks before Are You the One did this year.
Jesus.
It's miserable. So Shane and Nelson beat Cara, Maria, and Marie in an elimination. Then they had a redemption house fight to win their way back. TJ FaceTimed the main house to tell them to make their way to the elimination arena. And Nelson said, we're really living in the 2018 century.
I love it.
So two teams are going to re-enter the house. Cam and Kaylee, and Brad and Kyle each pulled a double cross, meaning they get to pick their opponents. Cam and Kaylee pick Cara, Maria, and Marie, so there can be at least one all-girl team in the house, since there are currently none. Brad and Kyle pick Polly and Natalie because they are an easy target. Also, Zach and Amanda have to leave because Zach fucked up his face and they're in an elimination. So that's fun. Carl and Marie win, sending, who are they? Ken and Kaylee back for redemption. Polly and Natalie come from behind and win in their third opposite of elimination. They finally won. So they're back in the main house too. Which means Banana's got his fucking alliance back. At one point, Sylvia says, "This game is never going to end." And I have never related more to anyone on this show than Sylvia when she said that. I'm so annoyed. And I just want this season to be over. It's so bad. All right, that's it. That's the challenge. Thomas, this is a news-heavy episode of Did You Watch Survivor Last Night? I've got a follow-up question for you after the original question, and that is, would you say that it's been a while since the real world's been bothering you? I wonder what it's like to know that I'm Mavery.
I suppose that's true.
The Real World has not aired a new episode in nearly 2 years. The last...
It has been a minute since you have been doing the Real World updates. Yeah.
The last episode aired in January of 2017. It was...
Were you calling it Real World Roundup? I wonder where I'd go if I could fly around
downtown. Real World Roundup, that's what it was. Thank you. I was trying to remember what it was, yes. Or we might be wrong, but at this point we both agree that is correct. Real World has been picked up for 3 more seasons. By, can you guess what network?
VH1.
Nope. You're thinking too old school, buddy. No. Facebook Watch.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. It's beginning in the spring of next year. The 3 seasons will take place. I'm not sure if it'll be taking place concurrently or not. I hope not. That would be very confusing. But the 3 seasons will take place in the U.S., Mexico, and Thailand. The Real World understands why you need to change locations. Survivor, talking at you. Okay. Last news bit. This is an update from something we talked about a little over a year ago. I'm sure you've heard about this, Thomas, but I know how much you love it, so I'm going to tell you anyway. The organizer of Firefest has been sentenced.
Yes!
6 years in federal prison.
Oh, I love it. Ja managed to avoid going to jail, though, so good
for
him.
Yeah, he did. He was like, I'm not a part of this. I didn't know this was happening. While he was out on bail or probation or whatever between, like, getting arrested and your sentencing, I'm not a lawyer. I don't live with a lawyer. I don't know these words. But he was found guilty of running a sham ticket selling business.
Hell yeah.
Here is, this is the last thing about this story, but I wanted to read this quote from the judge because it's fantastic. The defendant is a serial fraudster, and to date his fraud, like a circle, has no end. Mr. McFarland has been dishonest most of his life. I love it. I love it.
That's great. That's pretty sick own.
Hell yeah.
I like the like a circle, it has no end
yes.
thing.
That was beautiful. Okay, so you can follow us on Twitter. DYWSLN is the handle for that, where you can watch that elephant video I was talking about earlier. Also, remember to use the hashtag reboot next so we can...
Facebook Watch, reboot next.
Shit, I'm down. I'll host the reboot of next on Facebook Watch. Why the fuck not? Resume builder. You can follow me at Jake Scheidel if you want to see my very popular tweets. Did you see I had a very popular tweet yesterday, Thomas?
Was it about the Sims family that you made?
No, that was on our Twitter. Although Lyrsa and Carl did like it. I think Lyrsa retweeted it.
I saw
it.
That.
So that was pretty cool. No, this one, do you want me to just read it to you?
Sure.
It's words. So I said, Q, how long until Paul F. Tompkins is on The Good Place? Answer, too long. First retweet was from Paul F. Tompkins. Since then, there have been 339 more retweets. Just saying. Not retweets, likes.
Very nice.
Yep.
Three-digit retweets. That's cute.
Thanks. Thanks, bud.
Coming from someone who's done... who's done four-digit retweets and five-digit likes, you know.
Somebody's bragging. Okay, well, we don't all, you know, we're not all on basketball Twitter all the time.
Not all of us can put an image of something next to a Simpsons image, okay?
I know.
Not just anybody can do that and get numbers on Twitter. It's never been done before or since.
You have to save one photo to your phone, and then you have to find that other photo to make the joke work and download that to your phone. But, like, what if you don't have space on your phone for both photos? And it's just, like, it's tough.
They said it couldn't be done. And aside from this one instance, they were right. Because it hasn't been done since.
You're right. Thomas, what's your Twitter where people can see your good memes?
At TomNotTom.
There we go. Review us on Apple Podcasts. Do you want to give them, I feel like this has been a pretty good episode. Give them that boilerplate review. And it's five stars on
the place. I think we've earned it. All right, you're going to rate it 5 stars.
Yep.
We only accept 5-star reviews. And it is the standard boilerplate review is, this is my favorite podcast. I like it better than all of the other podcasts. I give it a big thumbs up.
There we go. And when Thomas says boilerplate, what he means is only allowed review. If you're not going to write that, don't even bother writing a review. Even if you're going to write, like, a 250-word essay about how great we are.
Yeah, you can write a glowing review, but if it's not that review, then we don't want
it. Yeah, you can just tweet that at us. We want that review on Apple Podcasts, though, that specifically. Thanks. Also, in the meantime, if you're not looking to review us, you can tell a friend about this podcast so we can, you know, get more audience. Because, you know, I feel like right now we're a David podcast, and by the end of the season, I really want to be a Goliath podcast. And you might be thinking, hey, are you going to say that every week? And yes, I am. Maybe even through
just like David did. That's how he had the courage to use his sling.
I'm gonna use that line. Like
David was kind of the original influencer, if you think about it. He was like a real entrepreneur.
He was indeed. All right. Have a great summer.
Booses. I used to think that I should watch TV. I used to think that it was good for me. Wanted to know what folks were thinking, to understand the land I live in. And I would lose myself and it would set me free. This is the place where common people go. Yes.
Every week I forget you're going to say Deuces. Oh no, there's only one Deuces left.
Yeah. It's a shame.
Oh well. Yeah, you live and you learn. What?
You teach me and I'll teach you Pokemon.
Hey, you teach a fish to fish, you get a fish. Yep.
You try and teach a fish how to fish. It's out of water for too long. Mm-hmm. It suffocates. And then you got a fish.
Big fish, small pond. No friends. You don't get to 500 fish without making a few enemies.
Clear eyes, big fish, small pond.
Are you a one to chatter in there?
I did not.
Alright. Hey, welcome to... I'm going to start over. Hey, welcome
to... God, I can't do it.
Alright. I'm just waiting for the clock to roll back around so there's an easy edit point.
And the bass keeps running.
Did you dance at your wedding you went to this weekend?
There was no black. They played I Got a Feeling. I'm not going to dance to that. No, it's not.
One time I was dancing to that song.
If they played Let's Get It Started, I would have danced.
Let's get it started, Ian. Huh. Let's get it started. Why? That was the censored version, and it's so much better than the original version.
Yeah, I think that's why it's obviously stuck around. Like, I don't know why they thought the non-censored version, like, anyone would want that. It just doesn't sound good
it doesn't
either.
Sound natural. All right, well, that's Black Eyed Peas, Cheddar.